We're going to study the Maharal on Parshas Maaseh. This piece of the Maharal is found in his Chidushei Agados to Meseches Makos, Daf Yud Aleph. There the Gemara is discussing the din of a Rotzeach Bishgaga, someone who has taken a life accidentally, but with some negligence. So we could call it negligent homicide. And this person is subject to a unique punishment. The penal system of the Jewish people of the Torah has this person exiled. So he is not jailed. He is not given a, God forbid, a death sentence. After all, this was not an intentional homicide. On the other hand, the taking of life in negligence is severe. The unique treatment of this Rotzeach Bishgaga is that he is exiled. There were cities of refuge, Ir Miklat, and in one of those cities of refuge he would have to live out his days, or if the Kohen Gadol predeceased him, if a Kohen Gadol passed away, he was free. So that's a very interesting fact. The Torah says it in this way. Ki ve'ir miklato yeshev ad mos ha-kohen ha-gadol va'acharei mos ha-kohen ha-gadol yoshuv ha-rotzeach el eretz achuzoso. So the question is, of course, what does this person and his being, not incarcerated, but his being forced to live in an exile with his family and with those who love him, he's going to have to even bring his Rebbe, his teacher, with him. Those who are helping him are all subject to the laws of freedom, except he can never leave. If he leaves, the Goel Adam, the family of the victim, can then pursue him and take his life. So he is there where he is safe until the Kohen Gadol passes away. What does the Kohen Gadol's life or longevity have to do, and why should that impact how long he has to remain in the Ir Miklat? The Gemara in Meseches Makos talks about this. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph says that the mothers of the Kohanim used to proffer food and gifts to the Rotzchim. The Mishnah says, Misafkos lahen michya uchsus, kedesha lo yispalalu al b'neihem sheyamusu. So they would not pray for the Kohen Gadol to die, because if the Kohen Gadol would pass away, then this person would go free. So this person might, you think, pray for the Kohen Gadol to pass away. So the Kohen's family would be inclined to give gifts and to provide for these people so they would have no ill will toward the Kohen Gadol, not pray for the Kohen Gadol to pass away. Fascinating idea. The Gemara then asks on this, the Gemara questions this and says, but what is it that you could say or charge the Kohen Gadol with? What can you say against the Kohen Gadol? The implication of the Mishnah is that if these Rotzchim would pray for the Kohen Gadol to pass away, their prayers might be heard. Why is that? Isn't it a kilulas chinam? Wouldn't it be that these Kohanim are innocent and then that someone is praying for them and for their early demise, that they should pass away? Wouldn't that be unjust, and therefore wouldn't that prayer simply not be heard? And the Gemara says, there was a gentleman, Hahusaba, there was this gentleman who said, Mi perkei de Rava Shmili, I heard the teaching of Rava, who said, the explanation for this is, Shehayu lahem levakesh rachamim al doram velo bikshu. The Kohen Gadol should be davening and should be worshipping Hashem with such faithfulness and concern for the welfare of all of the Jewish people that such accidents as the negligent homicide should not occur and would not occur. So that there is, in a sense, some guilt, if you will, that accrues to the Kohen Gadol if a shigaga of Ritzicha happens on his watch, as it were. Now, Rashi seems to say that that's the reason why it's all dependent upon the Kohen Gadol's demise. So, in other words, the implication of this Rashi seems to be that the idea of having him in the Ir Miklat, the Ritzach is there, so long as the Kohen Gadol is alive, that's because the Kohen Gadol is somewhat responsible for what happened. But the Maral says that's really not the case. Let's see the Maral inside. First of all, he says a fantastic idea, an important idea for all of us, not just for the Kohen Gadol. They should have, the Kohen Gadol should have been worshipping and supplicating and begging God for mercifulness toward all, and that there not be these kinds of accidents, these kinds of tragic losses of life. Anything that one can do to help society, to help the welfare of the community, that is what we must do. And if a person could be constructive, could lend a hand, could lend the prayers, the mitzvos, the schuyos, would be raised by a person, in this case, by the Kohen Gadol, no less, well then, if you didn't bring about that merit, you should have, and you're as if a poshea, it's as if you're guilty. Now, that's for everybody, but someone who is a great man, a leader of his times, the Kohen Gadol, Nechshav hu el haklal kimay halev shetluyim by kol ha'evarim. He's like the heart of the body. All of the life of the rest of the body, all of the organs are dependent upon the functioning of the heart. The Kohen Gadol is like the heart of the body. V'kevin shehakol toluy boy, since everyone depends upon the Kohen Gadol, meaning the body of the nation of Israel depends upon the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol's good work, yesh lo levakish rachamim aleihem. So he should have been serving with a pointed effort always that there be rachamim, that there be mercifulness from heaven and that such accidents don't happen. Okay. But then, as far as this Rashi is concerned, the Maral goes on to say, V'ein tam ze rak she'im hoya haratzech mispalel al misas kohen gadol. The point is only that if the ratzech would be davening for the Kohen Gadol to pass away, so he, the Ratzach, could be set free to leave the Ir Miklat. Lo ye omer bozeh dehevi kilul aschinam. That's all the Gemara means. You wouldn't call it kilul aschinam, meaning that it's totally undeserved for the Kohen Gadol to be treated that way and to be talked about or prayed over that way. It's not completely for naught. It's not chinam, because the Kohen Gadol mishum dehevi lehispal l'adair. So therefore, ve'ein ze kilul aschinam. Aval ein ta'am ma'she tolo ha'kosuv ha'shavas ha'roitzeach el mekoymei b'misas kohen gadol b'shvil einish ha'kohen gadol. We do not say ein ta'am. It is not the case that the reason for why the Torah says that the roitzeach only gets to return home upon the death of the Kohen Gadol, that's not bishvil einish haKohen Gadol, that's not because now that the Kohen Gadol has been punished for the avera of the death, so then the actual instrument, the person who perpetrated it accidentally, can go home. It's only k'dei shispal l'ratzach al misasai. That's the only reason. The only reason is that we might have him pray, but that's not that he's supposed to. It's not Kadesh Yispal Ratzeach Al Misasa. In other words, the Kohen Gadol is not really deserving of being punished for what happened to the point where, therefore, when he dies, so the sin, so to speak, has been cleared, the murder, the homicide, has been addressed and punished sufficiently, so now the person who did it, the Ratzeach, can go home. It's not as if we have to take it out of the Kohen Gadol. The fact that it's dependent upon the Kohen Gadol, mavur b'sifrei. So now we're moving into an explanation of why the Torah says that he is to be in the Ir Miklat so long as the Kohen Gadol lives, and if the Kohen Gadol dies, he's free to go home. Why? What's the connection? That he can go home with the death of the Kohen Gadol, mavua b'sifrei, v'chach amru sham, it's as follows. Kohen Gadol ba lahashros shchina al Yisrael. The function of the Kohen Gadol is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the Divine Presence to be, to root with us, ulaharich yimeim, and to cause the lengthening of our lives, the lives of all of Israel, depend upon the good work of the Kohen Gadol. V'harotzeach, the rotzeach, the opposite, balasalek shchina miYisrael. The rotzeach takes life, brings the shchina to leave, umekatzer yimei hachayim, brings life to an abrupt end, he shortens our lives. Einoi kedai sheyihye lifnei Kohen Gadol. So it's not fitting for the Kohen Gadol and for the Ratzeach, who are virtual opposites. The Kohen Gadol is causing life to leave, to be long and good. The person with negligence is causing life to be abruptly shortened and abruptly terminated. So they are virtual opposites. And that's why it's not correct for he, the Rotzeach, to be, so to speak, in the same society with the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol representing bringing the Shechina, lengthening our lives, he causing our lives to be cut short. HaMedrash HaZeh Nirmaz Boi Dover Mufla. And then he goes on to say that in this Medrash, there's a remez to something really fantastic. Ki ta'ama she'amra ha'Torah v'yoshav ba ad mos ha'Kohen Hagadol. That the idea of why he has to stay in that city until the death of the Kohen Gadol is ki harotzeach hu hefech Kohen Gadol, because he is the opposite of the Kohen Gadol, and they do not, so to speak, belong together in the same locale. They are mutually repelling of one another. So that's why he, the Rotzeach, can't be in the society with the Kohen Gadol. When there's no Kohen Gadol, when this Kohen Gadol passes away, so then, so to speak, the force opposing him, the reason that is there normally, such that he shouldn't be with us, well, unfortunately, that Kohen Gadol is gone. Now, of course, there's going to be another Kohen Gadol. But in the interim, just for a moment, the point is that the Kohen Gadol that was there when he was either committing the crime or convicted is now gone. So that force for life, which so opposed what he stands for, which was so contra-opposed to what he has done, that Kohen Gadol is gone. So therefore, he is able to return home. The moral continues, V'hu yodua shekishem shelemala Samuel hefech Michael sar hagadol. He says now a very important idea, mystical idea, that there is, of course, the Samuel, which is the destructive angel that is the Malach HaMaves, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan. The opposite is the Malach Michael, sar hagadol. So they are in heaven. Opposing forces, Samael on the one hand, Michael on the other. Kach ze lemata, so it is here on earth as well. Harotzeach sheyesh lo koach Samael, shehu memes. The rotzeach b'shgaga, but he has the koach and he has done that the deed. He has taken life. He has the power. He has the negative power of a Samael. Shehu memes. He has taken life. Hu hefech Kohen Gadol lemata. He is the opposite of the Kohen Gadol here on earth. So you have this parallelism. Up in Shemayim, in the metaphysical realm, there is Samael, the Satan, the Malach HaMaves, opposed by Michael, Sar HaGadol, always defending us and protecting us. That's in the metaphysical world, in Shemayim. Lemata, we have similarly the Rotzeach like Samael and the Kohen Gadol like Michael. Ulefichach nidche harotzeach mipnei haKohen Gadol. And so because they are virtual opposites, the Rotzeach cannot be amongst us, in the nation, in society, with the Kohen Gadol. B'misas haKohen Gadol. But with the death of the Kohen Gadol, oz yachzor l'makamo, then he can return to his home. Ki ka'asher mesa Kohen Gadol mistalek hadoiche, that which is so opposed to him, that which disallows his presence amongst us, the Kohen Gadol is gone. Who Kohen Gadol? So with that Kohen Gadol gone, then he is able to return, because the force that cannot bear his presence has passed on. Va'od yisbayir. That's one reason, the first reason he offers, for why it is that the Kohen Gadol's lifespan and his longevity is how we calibrate how long the Rotzeach Bishgaga remains in the Ir Miklat. That's answer number one. Now let's see another answer. Ube Gemara Ka'amar.
The name Samael, is that, what does that suggest? Erasing? Erasing God?
No.
Michael, I know it's from the
Pasuk. Yeah, that's the name of the force of destruction.
I'm just saying that in terms of parsing it, it seems like it has some meaning. That's all. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, It has numerous meanings. Sam means poison.
So that's one quick
way of understanding that, you know, the poisonous force, the seducing force, the infecting force, if you will. Also, it comes from the idea of blindness, of a summa.
Yeah.
Where you know, blindness meaning where you can't see the right way, where you can't find and can't progress because of the blindness that Samael blinds us with.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Aleph Lamed always means, you know, Yesh Le'el Yadi, meaning the ability. So Samael or Samael means these abilities to poison or these abilities to blind and not allow one to see clearly. Now let's move on to the next. Yeah, the next paragraph. He quotes the Gemara Ka'amar, the Misas Kohen Gadol Mechaperes Al Harotzeach. That the death of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper, and it's mechaper for the Rotzeach, and therefore the Rotzeach echayz lemekayim b'mamisas Kohen Gadol. Now the question is, it's not, again, and he's made this clear, it's not that the Kohen Gadol is responsible because hayolei levakesh rachamim. So now when the Kohen Gadol dies, so the fact that this, you know, the guilt of the Kohen Gadol is wiped away, along with it, the Rotzeach is cleared. No. What exactly is it that has the kapara come about because of the death of the Kohen Gadol? V'davazeh amoik. It's very deep, he says. Ki l'daitam, what Chazal are saying is, Masher Ritzeach goyle lefisha harag v'kotzatz ha-nefesh min haguf. What he did was cut life short and separate the connection of life and the guf, the neshama of the victim and the body of the victim. The soul and the body were made separate and were cut off from each other by what he did, by the homicide. Ulekach hu nektzatz min netiyaso. That's why he, mida keneged mida, is cut off from where he normally lives. V'hu halech begalus. So, by and by, the Maharal has now explained why this unique punishment is meted out specifically and only in the case of a rotzeach bishgaga, because this person has separated the neshama and torn the neshama of the victim from the victim's guf. This person is torn away from his environment and his place, midah keneged midah. Umisas kohen gadol mechaperes. The misa of the kohen gadol is mechaper. Why? He's about to say the following. Because in the death of a kohen gadol, you do not have the normal process of the body being afflicted by the malach hamaves, being, so to speak, attacked by the malach hamaves, and the soul being ripped out of the guf. And the death of the kohen gadol is contra opposite, it's the very, very opposite of how the death of the victim took place. Umisas kohen gadol mechaperes ki histalkus kohen gadol hu b'madrega elyona. The death of the kohen gadol is of a very high nature, meaning it's a death that's not considered, so to speak, ugly, tragic, negative. He says, "Shesham lo nimtza kayach ha-hayrek." You see, when a kohen gadol passes away, a righteous kohen gadol, as in the case of Moshe and Aaron and Miriam, it's not that the malach hamaves took him. Ki histalkus hatzadikim hu b'madrega elyona ma'od, k'mo she'amru bazeh in ma'od katan daf chav ches. Ki misa tzadikim mechaperes. The misa of tzadikim is mechaper. Why is it that when a tzadik passes away, the people of his generation, those left behind, those who survive, are going to be benefiting? They are mechuper, they're forgiven. So, of course, the simplest explanation is because they respond with tshuva, they are misabel, we mourn the passing of the tzaddik, we now think about, talk about, learn from the life of the tzaddik, improve ourselves as a result, so the death of the tzaddik causes this improvement amongst us and within us. That's true, but that's less direct. What we're talking about here is the process of the neshama of the tzaddik coming back up to Shemayim, but not through the process of the malach hamaves, not through a process of this negative, violent disruption of what the tzaddik's life was all about. It's rather a return of the neshama in the most peaceful, positive way, which means that the malach hamaves was weakened. The malach hamaves was not able to take this tzaddik. Now, if the malach hamaves is weakened, that's good for everybody. If the malach hamaves is weakened, that's good for us all. And so there is this improvement, so to speak, in the life of all of the nation when the malach hamaves has been weakened by this great tzaddik. Now, another important idea here is that when the tzaddik ascends and the neshama of the tzaddik ascends, he is coming from our world. He was with us. So he connects us now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He rises up and connects us spiritually with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the reason why the death of the Kohen Gadol, he now continues, Umisas Kohen Gadol v'histalkusai, the death of the Kohen Gadol and his departure is b'madrega elyayna. Shesham lo nimtza hakitzutz v'haretzilcha. It's a very, very high, lofty reunion, recombining of the neshama of the Kohen Gadol and the neshamas of the tzaddikim. It's a great process and not a negative one. It's a, like we said, the coming together of the tzaddik with the tzaddikim, with the Rebbeinu Yishal Olam. It's not a ktsitsa, a cutting off of his life, a ritzicha, a death of a violent kind, of a negative kind. It's all very, very positive. Rakachayim v'hashalom. Shehu midas kohen gadol. This is the midah of the kohen gadol. Now, I just want to skip ahead a little bit, and with that we'll conclude. In the next column, in that section of the column which we've underlined, this is the, again in the Chedushi Agados, it's the fourth volume of Chedushi Agados in the very common print, page base, column 2, the second column. So about 8 lines before the end of that first paragraph in the column, he quotes a Tosfos in Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud Omer Aleph, saying that the Malach Sar, the Malach Michoel, Sar HaGodol, Kohen Godol Lamaila, like we said before, the Michoel is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim as Kohen. Kohen Godol Lamaila, he's the Kohen Godol in Shemayim. Those are the words of the Tosfos. That Tosfos brings a medrash, that Michoel serves God how? By bringing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, a karban, offering up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, highlighting, celebrating the neshamos of tzaddikim. So this idea of Michael, the Kohen Gadol, in Shemayim, bringing the neshamos, celebrating the neshamos of tzaddikim in Shemayim, resonates with and parallels this Maharal, which we just said, is all about the neshamos that come up from this world. When it's the neshama of a tzaddik, it's a very positive event. And as we've said, it's the very opposite of what happened in the case of the Ritzicha B'Shaigeg. In the Ritzicha B'Shaigeg, there was a death of a horrible kind. The person, because of a negligent homicide, he's ripped out of life. And the punishment is that the fellow who did it is ripped away from his life and temporarily exiled. When the Kohen Gadol passes away, it is now a passing of the very opposite kind. It's a passing of the holy neshama back up to Shemayim, where Michoel presents this neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Madrega Elyoina, which means that it is a weakening of the negative forces of death of Samael of the Satan. It's a weakening of the work of the Satan. The work of the Satan is to rip away life violently, to rip away life because we are unfortunately deserving of what the Satan will do to us and what the Malach HaMavos then does to us. So then, ripe for being plucked away, ripe for being violently removed, or God forbid, through illness or other processes. That is when death is such a negative force. Here, with the Kohen Gadol passing, Kohen Gadol bringing his neshama, moving with his neshama back to Shemayim, that's a very positive passing. That's a positive change. It's the passing from this world. It's certainly a demise. The Kohen Gadol has passed on. But how? In a very positive way. In a way that weakens the typical process, because it's not the process in which the Satan has insinuated himself and the Malach HaMavos has, you know, taken away this person. No, this is not the work of the Malach HaMavos. The Malach HaMavos has had to stay his hand. Malach HaMavos has had to stay his hand. That's good for all of us. That brings about improvement in life here. That brings about the prospect of more of us, Emir Tzeshem, not being victim to the Malach HaMavos, but rather being like the Kohen Gadol, moving from here to there, but in a Madrega Elyoina, and not through the violence that happened in that Ritzicha B'Shoigeg. So that the Ritzicha B'Shoigeg now is being addressed, if you will, by someone, the Kohen Gadol no less, passing from this world in such a positive way. And that, the Maharal says, is the meaning of Misas Kohen Gadol Mechaperes al Haroitzeach, because It is the movement back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not through and not following this terrible violence, but rather through a wonderful process, a process of Misas HaTzadik, which is very, very different. And as we said, weakens the stance and the standing of the Malach HaMaves, and is therefore the kind of event which is of a positive nature, and a time when Ritzicha and the Ketzitza, the kind of death that was caused earlier, is no longer so powerfully, so prominently at the fore, and therefore the Ritzach of that event is able to return home. So this is how we are to look at the process of bringing this person to be exiled and tying the length of his exile to the life of the Kohen Gadol and the longevity of the Kohen Gadol. With the passing of the Kohen Gadol, so we said, the first explanation was, he's no longer here, and he was, the Kohen Gadol was, that force of goodness and a force for long life that this man, the Rotzeach, should not be living next to and should not be cohabiting our nation and our cities with the Kohen Gadol. They are contra opposite. But with the Kohen Gadol gone, so then the reason to be medacha, to push away this Rotzeach, is also gone. The second explanation was that the Kohen Gadol's passing, the way through which he passes away, the means of his moving on, is so different from the violence, the ritzicha, the negative way of dying, that the Samoel himself is weakened, because there is now this greater koach, a madrega eliona, that's taking the life of this tzaddik, and that is how and why the Misas Tzaddik is mechaper for all of those in his time, at that time, and this person, the Ritzach too, he's also able to benefit from this, and so he's able to return home.